All right, everyone. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Like Mother, Like Daughter. I'm Jasenia. I am what you would call the daughter.
I'm Kim, and I'm what you would call the mother, the mom, the madre, la mamacita, all those things.
Oh, yeah. All of the above.
The fly one. No, I'm kidding. Oh, well. Well, I'm really not kidding. I'm trying to boost my own confidence level. You know, we have to practice that.
That's true. We do have to. Self-affirmation. That's key.
And it's a challenge. You see how I was like the fly one? Just kidding. No, you know.
No, that's true.
Days when I'm fly. I have my days when I'm not, but I have my days when I'm fly.
You know, this is a little random, but so this is kind of like an evolution of technology and apps, because when the podcast first started, I was getting a lot of my facts, quote unquote facts, from Twitter, which I still do. Twitter's my homegirl. But I have been more and more on the TikTok wave. I cannot even lie. And one of these TikToks that I've seen recently that's been really blowing up has been like, it asks the question, what is your like destructive trait? Like the thing that you do that could be like, that's not good for yourself. Mm-hmm. And for example, I could say that mine could be like negative talk or like anxiety, like thoughts in your head, that type of thing. And then it's like, okay, well, what is your love language? And one of my love languages is words of affirmation. And like, the point is that they're opposite, right? Like what your self-destructive thing is like opposite of your love language. So being intentional about that and like treating yourself how like you want to be treated.
That does make sense.
And being really affirmative in your words. So there we go. That was a lesson that we just played.
I was trying
out
to see
right
what my, I just did a redo of my love language thing the other day, because I had the book, right? A long time ago. And I saw that they have the test like online or the quiz or whatever. And I was trying to see what mine was, because I wasn't necessarily in agreement. Okay. So my highest one was physical touch. And then the next one was quality time.
Okay.
And then the next one was acts of service. And then words of affirmation and receiving gifts was tied. Now, I would have thought that receiving gifts and words of affirmation would have been higher than the others. So do these evolve or something? They must evolve over time or depend on the time of your life.
I would say that that's probably certainly true.
So maybe I'm wanting physical touch now because I'm not around people and we don't touch anymore.
Maybe.
Do you think there's something to that?
So that's what you got when you just took it.
Yeah, that was my highest one. It was 29% physical touch, 26% quality time.
That's interesting. Yeah, I would have guessed for you like quality time and words of affirmation is what I would have guessed. I don't know.
So
I guess that can be
in line with your theory. What's the opposite of physical touch? Like, what is if my love language is physical touch? What is the opposite of that?
Well, maybe that, and that's a good question, because in the comments, people were saying that and I didn't really agree with their answers. So I didn't, so I don't remember them.
Helpful to me right now.
Right. So if I find it again, I'll look. But if I had to think on the spot, I would say the opposite of physical touch would be like maybe some type of bodily neglect. Like,
Nia, that's it.
Maybe.
Because oh my gosh, I just literally had an epiphany. That's true, because I have gained.
Really?
Oh my God. I have been doing my workout for the past couple of months since I got my Peloton bike.
Right. I know you were Peloton station.
Yes, I still am now. I fell off a little bit last week because I was traveling, but my point is that I think that's true. I think I have neglected like my physical appearance.
Maybe
it's been pandemic related or exacerbated, maybe. I don't know. I have gained since last year when this whole foolishness started, probably 15 to 20 pounds. And I've lost some and gained some. I've lost some, I've gained some. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've lost some since then. I'm on the down now. Thank you, Jesus. But literally, like, I had got to the point we won't talk about what the number is, but during this pandemic, I have gotten to the point where I was the highest I have been in my life outside of being pregnant with you and your brother.
Wait, you cut out a bit. You said you were the heaviest?
I had gotten up to the heaviest I had ever been in my lifetime outside of not counting being pregnant with you and but just regular non-pregnant body, the biggest I had been. And so that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's very like you said, I feel like the pandemic and everything definitely could have played a factor in that. But yeah, I guess the point remains. So, and I think it's even more than, you know, just weight, but, you know, just your health, like, and what you and your body need, like putting, like focusing and figuring that out. I don't know. That's interesting.
Well, yeah. And you're right. I don't mean, let me clarify, when I say weight, I'm talking about in relation to my health, not necessarily in relation
just the
to
number.
Yeah. Just because I'm a petite person, you know what I'm saying? I'm not tall.
Yeah, we are on the shorter side.
weight as immediately affects me, you know, as far as things that I can do.
Oh, that's a good point. I never thought about it really like that.
Yeah,
like we are shorter, so it like distributes less.
Yeah. So you know, my knee just cracked or hurts or. This my back is hurting more or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Carrying more weight. So, cause I'm still fly.
Of course.
Why is that so hard for me to say? Is that not crazy?
Oh, that you're fly. Maybe that should be added to your affirmations.
I need to add that. I am still fly. I'm still fly. I've got the workout piece now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it. I'm not doing it every day, but I'm doing it at least probably 5 times a week. And it's convenient having the bike right in my house. I can do it wherever I have a window in my schedule. But what I am now remembering, because I know this, so I will say remembering, is that you can't outwork the fork.
That's interesting.
Like you can't outcycle, outwork out, outlift the fork. So my eating has not been on point.
Mm-hmm.
My sleep has not been on point, but I really can't fix that until I change my line of work. But my eating has not been on point. So this week I decided to join what they call now WW, which is nothing but Weight Watchers, but they want to rebrand it to a WW. So I'm going to say WW.
So what's the rebrand? How did you come to this conclusion, this decision?
Well, I was looking around because here's the thing. I know what to do. I know what to do. I've gained and lost weight before. I know how to maintain a healthy, but there's certain things that I need based on my personality. One is accountability and tracking and pre-planning and preparation of my meals.
Mm-hmm.
Because of my schedule, I'm so busy. When I finally get, I need to eat something. If I don't have something ready that's healthy, I'm going to choose the first thing that I can find. And most likely that's not going to be something that's healthy,
right?
Or helpful, I should say. And what I realized is that I don't know what the program had before necessarily, but what the program has now on the app and online are the things that I was doing separately anyway. Like I was using MyFitnessPal to track my food. Remember I was going around scanning my stuff and all of that?
Yeah.
Well, they have that in the Weight Watchers app. And instead of having to track how many calories this is and that is, everything is on a point system. So for what I'm trying to do, I have a certain color that I'm in. And for that certain color, I'm allotted a certain amount of points per day and a certain amount of points per week. So as I'm keeping track, it's like, this is 3 points. This is 2 points. This is 5 points. Okay, you have 23 points for the day. So it's easier for me to plan and track. Do you know what I mean?
Got you. Yeah.
And you can, and different than other things that I've tried, like, I'm doing keto. I'm doing HCG. I'm doing Atkins, where you can't eat certain things or you have to eat certain things different times. You can eat anything you want.
What do you mean? It's within the points.
It's within the points. Like if I want to, so it's about proportion sizes. So yeah, I can have a glass of wine, but I might have 5 ounces of a glass of wine and that's it. As opposed to, let me have this glass and let me top this off a little bit more. Or because I'm feeling a certain type of way. So, but that's beneficial for me because when I did the the eating plans where you had to deprive yourself of certain things, then I would binge.
Right. You
know, or something stressful would kick in. I'd be like, oh, the hell with it. I'm about to eat this cupcake. Matter of fact, let me eat two. Leah, thank you for making these cupcakes. Shout out to Sweet Treasures Bake Shop. Bomb cupcakes. But anyway, I can have the wine or I can have the cupcake, but I might have half of the cupcake. And you have to still be disciplined, but at least you don't have to not have the cupcake at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it makes you feel like at least balance. And that's my whole thing with my personality is balance, finding the balance. So this allows me to better keep track of being in balance,
You know, and that's
still,
good.
Still enjoying the thing. And mind you now, I'm only like 4 days in.
Hey, that's okay.
But, you know, so far, as long as I am diligent about the tracking, and I'm trying to pre-plan, like I went grocery shopping yesterday, came in, I sliced up my cucumbers, I sliced up my peppers, I got some Greek yogurt, I'm about to make this dip, I can have the stuff on hand to when, oh my gosh, I just finished a show prep, let me eat something. And I can go in and grab that as opposed to a napkin full of nuts. Or trail mix, because in my mind, I'm telling myself, oh, it's trail mix. It's just, you know, nuts and raisins. But no, that's a lot of points, you know, as opposed to grabbing an apple or, you know, looking at my points for the day and saying, okay, now you already at 15 points. So that means you got to grab this and not that.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or this grilled cheese the other day when I was making, I said, oh, I make grilled cheese and soup for dinner. Okay, well, let me track this. Whereas normally I'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to have a grilled cheese and a half. Because in my mind, that was better than two. Well, really, I should have just had one grilled cheese sandwich and gotten the soup. And then if I was still hungry, eaten a salad or a piece of fruit or some type of vegetables. You know what I mean?
I really do. Yeah.
It's what we already know we're supposed to do. But it just is right now, let me just say, it's useful as long as I do what I'm supposed to do. Like I still have to track it and I still have to make the right choices and I still have to not go over my points, but I tend to follow a plan anyway. And this is a plan that seems like it might work. So stay tuned. Mm-hmm.
I definitely will. I'm curious to see how it may impact just like your, I don't know, just like your habits and like portion size. Like you start just like being full of smaller portion sizes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to hear your updates. So great.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Well, I'll say that I have also been thinking about changes, I guess, or my appearance. I don't know. I've been feeling very like I should take a risk. And this risk that I was thinking about taking was shaving off all my hair.
Bald.
Like not like razor bald, like, you know, smooth eight ball bald, but like definitely like bald.
Like Tiffany Haddish.
Like Tiffany Haddish, yeah.
Or a fade. I guess a fade, kind of not a fade, but
yeah, not a fade, but just like very like the idea of finger waves is very interesting to me. Like that's so cute, but the way my hair pattern is set up, I just don't think that that's a thing. But you know, just like to have no hair, I was just like, what would that be like? Because I've never experienced that. And I don't know. I think ironically enough, my hair is like the longest it's been, but it's still not all the way healthy. I don't think. I don't know. I'm just like, what would happen? And I could dye it. Like I could make it like a nice, any color I wanted. Cause it would be a centimeter long. Just thinking about it.
Well, really, let me tell you something. Really think about this.
I know.
Really think about this because, and I'm not saying don't do it cause I've done it. Matter of fact, I did it about, let's see, you were born in May. I say about 6 months after you were born. I don't know what happened.
Oh, like all the way off? I haven't seen no pictures. You must not have liked it.
Well, yeah. I have pictures somewhere. It was good, but then I wanted my hair back. I mean, it was good for the time it lasted, but then you have to go through the whole, I don't know, wanting it back. And I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm just saying think about if it's impulsive, because you have been talking about growing your hair out forever. And instead of cutting it, and here's the thing, I'm like, Nia, just cut your hair, just trim it. Like you just said, there's some unhealthy parts. Well, just
trim the unhealthy parts. I could be like a Nia Long. What about that? But then I'm like, dang, I'm gonna have to like perm my hair dang near. I don't want to do that either. It's like, I'd rather cut my hair off than perm it.
Well, you don't have to perm it. You probably could just, you probably could flat iron it. Well, I don't know. It depends on the kind of style.
Yeah.
You've never had a relaxer, so I encourage you not to do that. But my point is this. I don't know that you necessarily need to go from one extreme to the other. If you choose that, fine, but just think really long and hard about it, because you're so close to where you want your hair to be. If there's damage or what have you, just trim off the damage part. Because I used to tell you, well, just trim off the, 2 inches that are, no. So you don't want to do that, but you want to go all the way to the buzz. Like, I don't know how that makes sense.
I know, it's very extreme.
Just cut the damaged part, if there is quote unquote damage, or get your ends trim. Find some other things you can do, or do a protective style, or get a wig or something until it gets to where you want it to be. Because once you cut it down to zero, you're starting over. You're going to want your hair back probably after a while. That means going through that middle stage. That means going through, oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying, you're right. Get you a little short wig or something if you want to see what it looks like short, or I don't know. I just feel like, but then again, I've done it as well. Like I said, so I've done it twice, actually. I didn't do it low the last time. I remember a few years, about maybe, it's been probably about, what is this, 2021? Maybe six or seven years ago when I cut my hair short. It's like in those pictures where I had the blue.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I mean, those, really the last time we took like family pictures. Is that what you're talking about?
I was one of the last times. I'm not sure if it was the last time, but yeah, I have on the blue dress and my hair is short. Like I cut it down low, not buzz low, but the next thing from it.
Yeah. It's basically grown out. Yeah.
And I like it. I actually do like it, but that's all you got when you have that. Like you can't do any change.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I like to change my hair too much.
Maybe I'll do a Nia Long. Even that's kind of short, but I don't know. Or maybe I should just fulfill my truest potential and do a nice 90s bob like that I've always wanted.
You have wanted that too. That's true. At least that is easier to maintain, because even with the Nia Long, once you start getting tapering and stuff, you got to get your hair done.
Yeah.
You can't be looking raggedy with a taper cut. You got to keep it cut. You got to keep it, curled. You know what I'm saying? There is no, oh my God, I don't feel like doing my hair today. Let me put it in a slick back, or let me put it in a ponytail, or let me put it in some There is none of that. You got to keep your style up. It's real cute. Been there, done that too.
Yeah.
But whatever you choose to do, I think it'll be beautiful. You'll learn from it. Just like we had this conversation in the podcast, maybe 2 years ago, about the hair color thing. I tried to tell you.
Yep. I did that too.
But you had to learn for yourself.
I don't regret it. But then when I think about that, mom, that's a great point, because I really did dye my hair and all of that pretty much broke off. And I'm like, dang, if I hadn't done that, how long would my hair have been? Uh-huh. So maybe I should just not do anything and just let it grow
and keep it trimmed and keep it conditioned like you've been
exactly,
and keep it protect the ends. I mean, you do have to get your ends trimmed. I'm not saying don't cut your hair, period. That doesn't make sense, but it's hair, it'll grow back until it doesn't.
Right. LOL.
You have a lovely face, a lovely smile, lovely eyes and all that, so you can
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I barely know what I look like.
You know what,
I feel like I would look like my dad if I cut off all my hair. And honestly, could you imagine if I cut off all my hair and I didn't tell dad, and then I came home and then dad would be like, I'd be like, hey, twin.
He would freak
out. I'd be like,
out.
Watch out, Xavier. I'm coming for your spot.
Oh my goodness. And Xavier's hair is longer dang near than both of ours.
Exactly. So he says, somebody got to keep looking like dad.
That's a shame. No, I don't think Xavier has any competition in that.
Oh man. Yeah. I know. Golly gee.
I don't know. Just think about it long and hard. Do some research on maintenance and what it's going to require and how often you got to get it cut and what you going to do. You're going to wear it curly. You're going to wear it, try to wear it straight. I don't really think you want a straight short style because you're not used to that. That's a lot of maintenance.
Yeah, I just want that.
It'll be cute, but you might as well be ready to shell out some hairstyle.
Right. I feel like I might look like a, I don't know what I would look like a.
It'll be cute. It'll be cute. Oh, I mean, think about when Asha cut her hair.
That's what I'm saying. Both my two out of three like have cut their hair and it looks great. Of people that I know that have cut their hair, it looks fantastic. 100% satisfactory guarantee. But does that mean that the ratio is like, okay, so many people have gone bald and it looks good. So the odds that it will not look good on you are increasing as everyone else looks good. It's like, can't look good on everybody. Well,
hilarious. Well, hey, I don't know. I can't, you know, that's all I got.
We'll have to update the podcast later and see what happens.
Yes, we'll have to see what happens.
To be continued.
To be continued. Well, are we going to the book today? 3,000 questions about me?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a question.
Yeah, there are 3,000 questions in this book.
Normally, do you want to do the I pick a number, you pick a number, and then that's the question?
Sure. Let's go for it.
My number today is, my number is 17.
And my number is 18.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. So let's pick 17, 18. Let's see what question 17, 18 is. All right. Question 17, 18.
What is it?
What occasion do you pig out on food? The irony.
Well, what do you know? I mean, I'd have to say Thanksgiving, right? Like,
oh yeah.
I feel like that's my answer, Thanksgiving. Cause I mean, there's just so much food to pig out on. Except ironically enough, I don't like pig on Thanksgiving. Ugh, ham, not for me.
Yeah. We haven't been a ham household.
No.
Have you ever had ham?
It's like loose bacon. It just makes me feel like I'm eating uncooked bacon. I just don't like it.
I'm not going to go there with you. Let me just answer the question. I would say Thanksgiving as well, but I also would say when I'm on vacation, I tend to eat more. Like, don't let me be in the Caribbean somewhere.
And
ooh wee. I'm gonna eat.
I'm gonna eat. Food.
I'm gonna drink, and I'm gonna have dessert, and then I'm probably gonna have another. Like, yeah.
Even if I'm full,
because I'd be like, I'm on vacation. So, WW whatever. When next time I'm on vacation, I'm probably gonna eat. Now maybe my stomach will be, my appetite will, or whatever you said. You eat less, I'll get full faster. Maybe, but some rice and peas,
right?
Jerk chicken, some plantain. What you talking about? A nice tropical something with an umbrella in it.
Ooh, a little slush.
A little slushy slush.
Come on, don't let it be mango. Don't let it be some pineapple. Come on.
Ooh, don't let it be some mango pineapple.
Ooh.
Lord have mercy. My mouth is watering right now. So yeah, that's definitely when I pig out. And then Thanksgiving, although I have had Thanksgivings where for some reason when I cook a lot, I don't feel like eating as much.
That's fair.
So there have been some Thanksgivings where I have eaten moderately, you know, and now I'm have some more the next day. But on that one day, not so much. But yeah, when I go on vacation, forget about it. All diets off.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Vacation, baby.
Well, sounds like a good place to wrap this thing on up and put a bow on it.
I can agree.
To be continued, we'll figure out how my WW Peloton combo plan is going. And
we'll see if I have hair next episode.
Wow. Can you give me a just a warning?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
No, your daddy is who you might want to warn.
Hey, he'll be all right. I'm going to have to send him a Photoshopped versions just so he can get used to it before it actually happens.
All right, y'all. Well, we appreciate you eavesdropping in on our conversations as per usual. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find me at Kim Nelson Ingram on Instagram.
And you can find me at Jasenia Ingram pretty much everywhere.
All right. Well, we thank y'all for listening and we will talk to you soon.
Later.